This is Dan here with Ozark Radio News, and as we go into this El Nino cold weather season, conditions seem to indicate that we'll be seeing above average rainfall. To keep everyone informed, we're talking with someone from the National Weather Service in Springfield to give us an idea on things going forward. Rachel, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the public?
Sure. My name is Rachel Nelson, and I'm a meteorologist with the National Weather Service here in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, Rachel. Now, I know we've got a little bit of rain coming up here this weekend. I don't know what exactly we're supposed to be expecting. I figure you guys probably have a good idea on that. How do you expect the rain this weekend and going into this season to be, and how will that affect drought conditions going forward?
Sure. So, yeah, we do have some chances for rain this weekend. They're not great. They're at best around 30%, 35% right now. As we get closer to the weekend, we'll have a better idea. In our 7-day outlook, it looks like our better chances for rain might be towards the beginning of next week, where we're getting up into the 50% chance range. So overall, in the next 7 days, we're looking at a quarter to half an inch of rain in the area for the next 7 days. Which will be really helpful with drought conditions. The drought has been improving, believe it or not, for that area, even though we have been pretty dry. Over the summer months, we were seeing about our average rainfall in quite a few places. Over the last couple of months, though, as we've gotten into the fall season, we have been quite below average, especially down in that kind of southeast portion of the state. So the Howell, Texas, Shannon, Oregon County area is classified as D0 right now, abnormally dry. So technically, that would not be considered drought. So they're technically just skirting drought conditions over there. Dent County and the just northern tier of Shannon are in D1 drought, moderate drought. So kind of the least amount of drought you can be in and still be in drought. So, compared to the surrounding counties, kind of in southwest and further southeast Missouri, which are not abnormally dry or in drought, it is a relatively dry area. They've just kind of, the rain has just not been hitting that area as much in the last few months. So as far as going forward, climatologically, the Climate Prediction Center has put out the expectation for precipitation for the next couple of weeks out to 3 months or so for this seasonal. So for our next 2 weeks, the sort of 8 to 14 day precipitation outlook, we have a slight signal for above normal precipitation, which is always good news. But then when we get into the kind of seasonal precipitation outlook from November, December, January, we're still leaning slightly above normal, but really just on the cusp of sort of equal chances for our normal precipitation amounts. And then, like I said, just slightly leaning toward above normal. So hopefully we can get some more rain than we've been seeing, especially in that kind of south central, southeast portion of the state. Our drought outlook that is issued from the Climate Prediction Center does look a little bit promising. The drought is not predicted to improve in the one-month time frame, but the seasonal three-month outlook looks a little bit better. There is a signal for improvement or even ending of drought conditions in that area over the next 3 months. So hopefully that pans out and we see some relief over there.
Now, Rachel, it sounds like we're going to have a little bit of precipitation over this winter. Do you know off the top of your head if anybody over that way is expecting this winter to be a little rough on the snow and ice side? We are in Missouri, so we have a tendency to be familiar with ice.
Yes. So as far as the details go of how much we're expecting or how often, it's really too soon to say. I will say we are in an El Nino right now, a pretty strong El Nino season out there in the Pacific. So sometimes, now this isn't a super reliable correlation, but at times in an El Nino sort of winter, the jet streams can shift such that we get a little bit more precipitation down here in the Ozarks. Now, we are kind of situated on the northern periphery of that jet stream, so it's not always, it's not guaranteed, and we're not, right in the middle of that uptick in precipitation. But I think that it is a better signal for precipitation to be in an El Nino rather than to not be in one. So hopefully that is a little bit of hope for us in terms of precipitation. Now, nobody likes to be caught in a dangerous ice storm or anything like that. So hopefully we're either firmly snow or firmly rain. But I know that that's not typical of the Ozarks, and we're very used to our ice down here. So as far as whether we will see more, especially just in the pattern that we're in, and the climatological prediction is that we'll see about average, maybe slightly more precipitation, and whether that will be frozen or half frozen or liquid is kind of just a level of detail that we'll have to see when we get there.
Okay, thank you very much for that information, Rachel.
Yeah, thanks for calling, and I was glad to help, and I hope everyone has a great winter season.